Here's a thought I'll title Fantasy or Feedback. And I hope this isn't just something you listen to, but you actually try it. Let's assume that every single image in your Lightroom catalog was captured because you, at the time, thought it would make a great photograph. That means your entire Lightroom catalog is filled with winners. Except they're not. Because after we get to looking at them and playing around with them perhaps a little bit, we abandon them for whatever reason. Otherwise, we lose confidence in our initial judgment that this was going to make a great photograph. But you never click the shutter if you don't think it's going to be a great photograph. So what if we just play a game that assumes your initial judgment was correct, and that business about looking at your images later and then saying, well, no, this one's not very good, that's a matter of questioning one judgment or another. Or let me put it this way. Which judgment do you trust? Do you believe in most strongly? Do you believe in the judgment when you clicked the shutter and thought this is going to be a great photograph? Or do you trust the judgment when you're looking at it in your Lightroom catalog and saying, no, I thought it was going to be great, but it's not? That's the one most of us usually go with. And that leads us to abandon images that at the moment of clicking the shutter we thought were winners. We've now changed our opinion. We think they're not winners. Something went wrong along the way. Well, what went wrong? Rarely does the technology go wrong, especially these days. So it may be an aesthetic or an emotional content that quote-unquote went wrong. But maybe that can be fixed. Maybe the technical issues can also be fixed. We have such powerful processing available to us today. What if you were to take an image from your catalog at random, the ones that you haven't processed, the ones that you originally thought were going to be great photographs, but later you corrected that original judgment and decided, no, they're not winners at all. What if you set that aside? What if you chose a random image from your catalog to make it the best image you possibly could? So that's the challenge. Pick an image at random and push yourself to turn it into something interesting with aggressive or perhaps unusual processing. Maybe you have to invoke a little AI object removal, or maybe you're going to combine it with other images, or stretch it, or crop it, or change it to a non-rectilinear shape, make a round image out of it. What if you play the game that with every picture, your original assessment that this was going to be a winner, which led you to click the shutter, what if you trusted that opinion on every image? Could you make them something interesting that overrides that secondary judgment when you looked at it in Lightroom and thought, oh, I thought it was going to be good, but no, it's not? What if you trust your first impression when you click the shutter? So, do that. Grab an image, grab two, grab a half a dozen. Process them as best as you possibly can. But here's what's interesting about this little exercise. The goal is not to create interesting artwork. You may not. But rather to observe what happens within you as you work with this compromise that you're negotiating between the impulse that led you to click the shutter and the possibility you saw in your mind's eye and what you found in your Lightroom catalog. What happens mentally to you while you're working on that image that, quote-unquote, was a loser, but now it waffles in some unknown area as you try to make it better? What happens to your mental process? Do you become discouraged and abandon the image because, try as you might, you just can't make it what? Look like you wanted it to look in your mind's eye when you clicked the shutter? Like your fantasy image? Or in the exercise of trying to process it into something interesting, can you discover a new way of seeing that image that might actually work? Can you let go of the image in your mind's eye, the fantasy image, and instead work with the image as is? And maybe make something that's a lot better than you thought at that second judgment when your inclinations were to override the moment when you clicked the shutter. Art making is a fascinating process, and part of what makes it so fascinating is what happens inside as we think about, as we experience the process, as we look and get real-time feedback through the processing steps. You may find you've got more interesting images there than you thought. Having done this experiment a lot with my own work, I can tell you it's not uncommon to find out that there's a lot more interesting image there than I originally thought, and that instant of rejecting a capture has more to do with fantasy than feedback.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.